Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Feeling good. Sunny day. Perfect Hotlanta weather.
I know. Don't you love it?
I do love it.
When it's 90s, that's, I feel the best.
Oh, I know.
Does it ever get to 90 in Kansas?
Oh, it gets past 90 in Kansas, but it's like 98, windy, dusty, dry, yuck.
You miss that?
No, not at all. Not at all. And we've got a great guest this morning, Lee, and a really interesting concept. You know, at the Atlanta Business Radio Show, we really like to feature unique businesses in the Atlanta area, and this business owner is very unique. Never heard of anything like it before. Joel Nunez is the founder of IamHonest.com, and been around since 2004, and what an interesting concept. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So tell us a little bit about where you came from. It sounds like your background is pretty diverse, including the racing of Porsches, maybe?
I grew up in Mexico. My father's Mexican, my mother's German-American, so I grew up in a bilingual, multicultural home, and had the opportunity to travel, mainly when I was in college, and then afterwards for work. I did work in the Caribbean. I was the regional manager for the importer of Porsche before, so did get a chance to race some Porsches and traveled through over 50 countries now.
Wow.
That must have been a tough job, huh?
It was.
What was your favorite place to visit, out of curiosity?
Probably the highlight of all trips was probably Cape Town, South Africa.
And why?
Well, the diversity within a two-mile radius, there is everything from beautiful exotic beaches to, safaris with jungles. There's penguins on the beach. It was just amazing. They have great vineyards. It's just very diverse and unbelievable that all of it is within a radius of about 2 miles. Two hours of driving.
Wow. And we think we have it made in Atlanta, where you can get to the lake, get to the beach, get to the mountains within 5 hours. That would be amazing. So tell us, how did you get to Atlanta?
The job I was working, the company I was with in Germany, they had their headquarters here in Atlanta, and that's how eventually I moved to Atlanta before then moving to the Caribbean.
Do you have family here?
No, I don't.
When family comes to visit you in Atlanta, where do you take them?
The typical touristy things, although now since everybody's seen, have been to Coca-Cola, to the underground, all the Stone Mountain, fireworks, all that kind of thing. Now we, just enjoy being together as a family.
Well, that's great. So in all your travels, have you ever lost anything?
Yes, I have. And actually what triggered starting the I Am Honest business was having lost my wallet. I was actually visiting my family for Thanksgiving in California. And we're about to head out, and I realized I didn't have my wallet with me.
Scary feeling.
Yeah, that feeling everyone's had.
Yes,
yeah.
Everyone has had that. It's not a good feeling, especially if you're traveling like that.
Definitely.
Wow.
So what happened?
Well, we were about to head out the door, and I realized my wallet wasn't with me. And, in that moment of panic, just started looking for it, wondering where I had been. Backtracing, and basically all of a sudden I had an idea to say, well, if I could put something on it, like a label or some kind of a sticker that would, provide identification, but make it anonymous and also encourage people to want to return it to me. That's kind of an idea, but, I then, left that idea and continued searching for the wallet, which eventually I did turn up in the house, which I was very happy.
So, IamHonest.com, you brought us a sample of the product. They're little stickers that you put on valuable items. Can you tell us a little bit about where you can purchase these and how someone goes about registering their products and how it ties in for non-for-profits?
Yes, definitely. It's a very simple process. We sell packages of 6 or 12 labels, and they come in various different sizes so that they can fit everything from a very small Bluetooth headset or sunglasses to a laptop, which is much larger. And what people do then is put it on their item of value. So let's say I put it on my iPhone. Each label has a unique ID code, which is registered in our system. And then, you know, the person basically, you know, has registered it, created an account, and they're finished. If the item were to get lost, the finder of the item sees the label and sees imhonest.com. We have a toll-free number that's 24/7. And they can call that number or go online. And thanks to the relationship we have with all the UPSers nationwide, the finder can just drop it off, no questions asked. It doesn't cost them anything. And the UPSer will package it and ship it back to the owner.
Wow.
So like if I have my laptop, if I have a label on my, I can put it on my laptop, right? I can put it on anything?
That's correct. We don't do any live.
On my dog. I'm going to put on my dog.
No, non-living items.
So I put on my laptop, and then since I, you know, somebody at Starbucks, whatever, I forget it. Somebody picks it up. They just go to the UPS store and say, hey, this says to come to the UPS store?
Well, they probably would have called our toll-free number or gone onto the website and found the closest UPS store. And, yeah, they just say, this is for I'm Honest. I'm returning it. And the UPS store would know what to do and return it to the owner.
Lee, this is so cool. Look at me. I've got chills. Do you see that?
You lose a lot of things.
Well, I do lose a lot of things, and especially, you know, things of high value when you talk about losing a laptop or your iPod or things like that. And there are a lot of people out there that want to be honest. I've found things before in shopping malls, and it's like, what do you do with it? You know, it's sitting on a bench. What do you do with it?
Right.
This is perfect. I mean, this is really cool. And looking at the stickers, too, I mean, they're basic. They're easy to read. They're not unattractive. Where does someone go about purchasing the I Am Honest product?
The stickers.
Yeah, they can purchase them online at imhonest.com or also at Office Max. And when they purchase them from imhonest.com, before they check out, there's a list of charitable organizations that will donate 20% of that purchase online to them. And the reason I set it up that way is because if we're you know, if we're successful and we're promoting honesty, encouraging people to be honest, we want to also share that with organizations that are making a positive difference. So it's not a marketing ploy. It's something that, you know, it's part of the foundation of the company. And we even have a skip button in case somebody says, hey, I don't want to be bothered with it. We'll still donate 20% to whatever charity we choose.
And can you give us some examples of some of the charities?
Yeah, we have March for Dimes there, American Cancer Association, Doctors Without Borders, and we're looking to grow the list.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And so how much does a pack of six labels cost?
It includes 1 year subscription, and it's for $14.99.
What a great gift.
Yeah.
Almost, if you were buying someone a gift, you would want to buy this along with it. Yeah.
But then it would come back to you, right? If I bought the stickers and then stuck it on someone's laptop, if I bought them a laptop, then the laptop would come back to me?
We've created it in a real simple-to-use manner. So if you bought somebody a package of labels or even gave away one of the labels from your package, they can create their own account so that if it gets lost, it can go directly to them. So we've made it very flexible so that it's not tied to one account.
So the system notifies you that your item has been found, it's returned to you, and the finders are rewarded. That's pretty neat.
Yes. We give the finder $30 worth of I Am Honest labels, so that's basically 12 labels with one free year subscription.
And then how much is the shipping? It just depends on whatever the object is?
Yes. When you register your item, you can prioritize the shipping, so it can be overnight, second day, or ground. And you're right. If it's a BlackBerry, it won't be too expensive. If it's a heavy laptop, it'll be a little bit more. And also if it's overnight.
Very, very cool. So how did you know that people lose things regularly? I mean, sunglasses. I don't buy expensive sunglasses because I'm always losing them.
Yeah. Actually, you're not alone. I have a blog called honestyblog.com, which is, you know, it's focused on encouraging people to be honest and sharing their stories as well. And I didn't know there's a Bureau of Accessory Statistics, and never heard of them before, but they reported that over 1.6 billion pairs of sunglasses were lost in the U.S.
Wow. Wow.
Man.
So that comes out to about 6 pairs of sunglasses lost per each American. That's which is
every 2 months someone's losing their sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you know, other interesting facts were that Italy, Japan, and Portugal follow as also the top nations that lose the most amount of sunglasses.
Really? So the neat thing about this service, too, is if you're out of the country, no matter where you are, if you lose something, people can go to the internet and help you find it. Wow.
That's correct. And really, with sunglasses, you've probably found sunglasses before, and the challenge is you might want to return it, but you have no idea how to return it to anybody. And that's what we're trying to, you know, two of the problems we're trying to solve is one, the lack of identification. And then the second part is making it convenient for people to return it to you. So that's the whole focus of the I'm Honest labels.
What is the most common product that gets returned?
Probably cell phones. And after cell phones, we've had sunglasses and, you know, and chargers. It's happened to me a few times where plug in my laptop or my phone and then leave without the charger. So,
what do you think about that? Have you ever plugged like your digital camera in someplace to charge and then
right.
you leave without it?
Like, I'm sure at the airport it happens all the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So give us the website again and let people know how they can go about purchasing some of these incredible stickers.
The website is imhonest.com. And there's, as soon as you log into the website, you'll see where you can click on the products, as well as we've added now a new software too that works on Windows Mobile as well as with Palm.
And what does that software do?
That software is really great. We partner with a company out in California. It's called Warden, and what it does is allow you to remotely lock down your phone. And it can even encrypt the data, and the screen that remains just says imhonest.com, return for free at any UPS store. So it's a combination of the lost and found service with actual data protection.
Lee, I think I'm opening the package
right now.
To put it on my BlackBerry, because that's the worst. Because even if someone does find it and then they might turn it into Verizon or turn it in at Starbucks, it still is such a hassle. If they saw this sticker on it and I could get it back without losing information or hassle at all, and someone's rewarded.
Right. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you got to register it, too, online.
You can't just
put the sticker on. No, right? That doesn't do anything.
Right. I see.
That's right.
The directions on here seem like even someone like me might be able to follow the steps, Lee. Looks very easy. Actually, I'm going to test this on my 12-year-old today, too, and I'll let you know, Joelle.
And send him in the mall?
No, but I'm going to give him the task of registering his phone. Let's see how that goes. See if even a 12-year-old can do it. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today, and we really hope our listeners go to IamHonest.com and check this out. Such a wonderful product. What a great heart you must have, too. I mean, just to keep people honest and to be able to give back.
And reward honesty.
Yes, rewarding honesty. Very interesting. I love it. Wonderful.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Amy.
Wonderful, wonderful feel-good guest. Gotta love that, Lee. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto with Lee Cantor. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week.